This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
For today's interview, we'll be talking with Jared German of German Seed and Chemical. Jared, welcome back to the studios.
Hi, Katie. Thanks for having me.
Always a pleasure to visit with you and get an update on the business. So we talked last year, but if you could just remind us again where you're located and what you do at German Seed and Chemical.
Well, the office has actually moved. I bought an office building at 114 East State there in Nokomis last March, so I've moved the office into there. The warehouse is still the same place it has been.
All right. Well, sounds good. A new place to find you at then. Thinking about 2016 and maybe a year in review, how were things for the business and how did the year go for you?
Went really well. The last several years, the business has grown every year. So I'm real pleased with the way things have been going. A couple things changed over the year. Like I said, I moved the office. I also bought a set of the 360 yield Y drops. I do custom application with those, trying to better utilize our nitrogen uses and be more efficient with it. I also brought on an agri-liquid dealership, which is a liquid fertilizer. We used it on some soybeans last year with a fungicide program, and I was real pleased with the results.
With the Y drop, I've seen those before. How do those differ, and did you see any different results than previously, or what are your thoughts?
I'd never used them before, but I did a lot of research on them, and I liked the research that I saw. So I went ahead and bought them, and I covered several hundred acres with them. The yield difference did vary some. On every acre that we did see a difference. Mm-hmm. And a lot of it was visual, not only, you know, just a yield difference. Stock quality, grain quality, test weight, and, of course, most of the yield was better.
Did you feel like that was a more efficient way to be putting on nitrogen, getting it closer to where it needed to be?
Oh, for sure, yeah. Yeah, I thought they did a real good job. We're going to run a lot more acres this year.
Okay, sounds good. Something to be looking forward to. You know, we talk about a lot of local businesses for Farmers Appreciation Month, and you're definitely one of those. And we like to think there are some benefits of working with a local business, someone from the area. So what, you know, comparing you to a larger company, the advice and things that you have to offer, what do you think would be a benefit to your customers, and what do you like to promote about your business?
Well, I think it's more personalized customer service working with a smaller business. You know, we don't have near as many, I guess, acres to cover. So we can kind of personalize and customize each acre that we run across and help the farmer do a better job on every acre. So I feel like that's where we kind of stand out from the larger companies a little bit better.
Sure, and you're familiar with the area too, so you kind of know the landscape of what you're dealing with.
Correct. I do farm myself in the Nokomis area also.
Well, those all play into to helping make better decisions, and always nice to have a familiar face.
That's correct.
Well, if someone would be interested in contacting you and using some of your services, which actually we need to talk about what all you do offer, with German Seed and Chemical, but what services do you offer, and then how could they contact you?
The best way to contact me is call me, 217-556-3163. We've got a large variety of services from custom spraying. We offer mycogen seeds, Marshman seeds, agri-liquid fertilizer, the 360 Y drops, custom spraying. I've been selling quite a bit of the small seeds, like the CRP acres and waterway grasses, pasture grasses, that kind of stuff. And I'm hoping to bring in more specialized services in the future. We did do some tissue sampling on plants last year, and that kind of goes along with the agri-liquid products for foliar feeding on beans. And then, of course, with the Y drops on corn, to find out exactly what those plants are needing so we can put out there what it's needing to help the yield be better.
Sure. When you do those samples, I know the tissue sampling, and then I think you also do probably some soil testing too.
Yes, we do.
How do you analyze those results, or do you send them to a lab, or how does
that work? A lab does the tests, and gives us the results. And then we sit down and I look them over. The labs do give some recommendations, but the lab that I work with so far doesn't really get into like the micronutrients as far as recommendations. So that's the kind of things that we're looking at now. If you've got your base soil test in check, your pH and your phosphorus and your potassium, if those are all pretty good, then we can start looking at the micronutrients to see where we can help raise the yield levels.
Sure. And then the same with the tissue sampling. Talk a little bit more about that. I'm not too familiar with it, but what do you find when you do that?
Well, tissue sampling, we take a sample of the actual plant and we send it in, and it shows what the plant is lacking, I guess you could say, mm-hmm. as far as the nutrients is taken up. Some nutrients could be available in the soil, but are a little tied up to where they're not actually available to the plant. So in that case, we can put on, whether it's foliar feed or run it through the wide drops, putting it right there at the roots to make it more available to the plant, so that way it can take it up. And, you know, just like a person eating a balanced diet of food, that's kind of the way the plant needs to be. Whatever it needs to have it available. That way the roots can take it up into the plant.
All of these practices that you can do and hopefully then result in increased yield and a healthier plant.
Exactly.
Well, Jared, anything that you would like to say to your customers or to farmers, with it being a Farmers Appreciation Month?
I want to say thank you to my customers. We always appreciate their business and look forward to continue to work with them. And we always look forward to working with new customers as well. Every farming operation is different. So give us a chance to sit down and come up with a plan that works for your farm.
Sounds great. And Jared, if you don't mind, again, your contact information if someone would like to get a hold of you.
Yeah, the office is at 114 East State in Nokomis. My phone number is 217-556-3163.
Well, thanks so much. We've been visiting with Jared German of German Seed and Chemical.